When it comes to building workforce elements like cybersecurity, the Navy says it needs more flexibility to recruit sailors who already have critical skills without forcing them to start at the bottom. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has details on the recruitment options officials are exploring.
Through its Staff Corps, the Navy already has the ability to bring in trained professionals from the civilian sector and begin their military careers as mid-grade officers in fields like medicine, law, dentistry, and chaplaincy. But officials think they need flexibility to be able to do the same across a broader array of specialized fields as a larger number of military work roles become ever more technically demanding. Vice Admiral Jan Tighe, the commander of Navy Fleet Cyber Command, says she began talks with Navy personnel officials 1 week ago to begin exploring ways to recruit new officers who already have in-demand cyber skills without requiring them to go through traditional military accession pipelines and start as ensigns, the lowest officer pay grade.
You know, is there opportunity to leverage the type of flexibility that some of the Staff Corps has to bring people with, you know, very high skill sets in this area with proven, demonstrated, not just education, but experience in tool development and as software developers, if you will? If they have those experiences, could you bring them in laterally? And, you know, one of the suggestions was maybe we should take them to the Staff Corps. And I'm like, stop. These people are in operations. And so, you know, why don't we talk about how you would leverage the idea of bringing them in and ask for that as a potential option? It's certainly feels within the realm of the type of initiatives that the CMP team has been looking for. And I think it would mean a lot operationally to be able to recognize, as I said before, sometimes this is a rank-free zone. And, you know, when we're doing operations, what someone's wearing on their collar may not have an implication as to how much expertise or how much fight that they have in them, how much ability they have to deliver in cyber operations or information warfare operations. And so how do we resolve that? Either with incentives or rewards or promotions or bringing them in at the right level to begin with. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there for us.
The Navy would need congressional permission to assess new officers at higher pay grades, but it's an issue the personnel community has already been exploring through a wide range of workforce reform initiatives, collectively known as Sailor 2025, according to Rear Admiral Robert Burke, the Navy's Director of Military Personnel Programs and Policy.
This idea of lateraling folks in with outside experience, though, at increased pay grades is something that the entire Department of Defense is looking at. You know, we started looking at it closely under Sailor 2025, but now all the services are on board with the idea, and we've asked for some legislative authority to do that, to bring folks in up to the 06 level or up to the E7 level on the enlisted side. So we can do it a little bit in certain very isolated cases, but having that flexibility when Admiral Tighe or another community identifies that need will allow us to be much more agile should the need arise.
The existing Cyber Warfare Engineer Officer Program does allow the Navy to directly commission new officers with no prior military training as long as they've earned a bachelor's degree in computer programming and can meet military physical fitness standards. But Fleet Cyber Command is limited to using the program for just 24 positions, and those new officers enter the Navy as ensigns.
Cyber Warfare Engineers were created based on the image of nuclear power instructors. So we're bringing folks in as O1s for the cyber mission force, principally to be cyber tool developers, weapons developers, if you will. And again, these weapons developers are not, you know, like your acquisition people who sit over in a corner and build something. They're integrated into ops because the space is moving so quickly. And so we have about 24 billets, and we have a structure that's O1 to O3, and we keep them 5 years, and then we you know, hope that they lateral transfer into one of the other communities, or we hire them on as a civilian, as a tool developer. And so we're thinking through the need for this skill set and what it may require moving forward. Tool developers, there's way more demand than the amount that we have. And so the question becomes, could it be a full community? Where are those requirements? What are the occupational standards that that help us identify where those requirements might be.
In an interview, Tai said the Navy is also working to zero in on the sailors who enter the Navy through its traditional recruiting pipelines and identify those who are ideal candidates for military occupational specialties in cyber. She says while the decades-old Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery flags some traits that are useful in the cyber professions, the Navy has just launched a pilot project in which it's administering a cyber-specific test to incoming recruits.
Much like we do in the language area, to recognize that in some cases people don't have practical experience working cyber operations. Maybe they've been in their basement, you know, with energy drinks and blue hair in the past, and that would be wonderful if it's the case. But if they haven't, it doesn't mean they don't have the aptitude. So being able to cull aptitudes, cyber-type aptitudes, out of the force that we're recruiting and align them with the different work roles that they may be best suited for is really what I'm interested in. And I think it fits very well with Vice Admiral Moran's Sailor 2025 right. initiative to sort of get after that and get them tailored into good positions.
Meanwhile, Tai says Fleet Cyber Command is also making more use of civilian employees within the 40 teams it's building for DoD's Cyber Mission Force, partially because they tend to offer more continuity than billets that are coded for military personnel.
We have some of the positions that have been newly designated for civilians. So we're sort of on the front end of that build. You know, we're in the recruitment, starting the recruitment right now. After the establishment of what the teams were going to be, we actually did a transition and swapped some billets around to go from an enlisted workforce to a civilian workforce. So that has taken some time to get started. But we have 44 positions that are in the process in the near term of being, you know, advertised, recruited. And so I'm pretty excited about that part of it.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.